You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have some time with you this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And I missed you last week. I was with Buzz on the air, and we started to talk about Older Americans Month, that in 1963... President John Kennedy did announce it as Senior Citizens Month. Then in 1980, President Jimmy Carter turned it into Older Americans Month. So we talked a little bit about older Americans last time, but this time I want to change it into us, you and me, that may not yet feel that we fit that category, because of course it's in the definition of Older Americans Month, it's 65 and older. So I guess chronologically we can say there are many of us that don't yet fit that, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be thinking about it. So today I want to chat a little bit about graceful aging from two sides. Obviously, the graceful, we're going to close our time together with a little bit of a devotion focused on God's grace. But also the graceful aging, the type of things, the intentional things we can do now, thinking ahead to that whole time when our bodies may age chronologically, our mind and our spirit, how do we keep those strong as well as our body? So I have mentioned many times before the gentleman named Dr. Roger Landry. He is oversees a program called Masterpiece Living. And at Lutheran Senior Services, we are starting to roll out Masterpiece Living at several of our, or a few of our continuing care retirement communities, which we call our senior living communities. It is our goal that over the next 3 or 4 years, eventually each one of our senior living communities that has all the levels of care on one campus will be using Masterpiece Living. So in a nutshell, Masterpiece Living is really about those intentional decisions we make, because the research that Dr. Landry is looking at really highlights that it's only a small percentage of our frailties that come about because of our DNA or our genes. Most of what makes us frail in aging can be traced back to our intentional efforts to successfully age. So, of course, in Masterpiece Living that we'll be rolling out on a variety of our campuses, that's an actual program. So you would, especially in independent living, you come and you move into a motor home. My goodness, where is my mouth this morning? You move into a patio home or you move into an apartment, and then there's like an assessment piece. Where are you at in body, mind, and spirit, and where do you want to get? And then there will be intentional, like personalized programs put together, whether it's little seminars to take or whether it's a fitness program that you want to take on or whether it's taking a real careful look at your eating habits. So it would really be a personalized program that helps you make the decisions for successful aging.
I could see how moving into a motorhome would be part of that Masterpiece Living. Some of us just want to enjoy traveling.
Right. That's right. And just take that masterpiece throughout the whole country.
Motorhome.
So anyway, I thought I would take a couple of ideas from Dr. Roger Landry. He has every Friday I receive an email called Fireside Chats with Dr. Roger. And this last couple of weeks, I saw one and it talked about, it really speaks to us today. So his Fireside Chats are really meant for anybody, no matter what age. And it was really interesting. The direction of the one that he sent out actually was for May 15th. How many times today did you feel rushed? How often do you worry? And it talks about all of the different things that we're trying to accomplish at warp speed. We're trying to juggle several things simultaneously. We're trying to make ourselves believe that we're going to go there by actually drinking our coffee, talking on the phone, thinking of the upcoming meeting, and railing against the person who just cut in front of our car all at the same time. So he's really trying to focus in on the fact that our thoughts oftentimes guide our actions. And if we feel like we have to be multitasking and doing all of this, we can't help but worry and be anxious at the same time that we're trying to accomplish so many things. And in fact, he really, really talks about the fact that he says, but the truth is, for most of the time man has been on earth, time had little meaning. There was sunrise and sunset and the seasons. Yet now we've adapted to this fast-paced world, and we are trying to change what God actually had intended. Mm-hmm. And so the end result is, he says, this constant feeling of being in a rush actually thwarts our productivity and creativity. And it really does put us at risk for heart disease, dementia, depression, and even cancer. So he's got four stop the rush tips for a better, successful aging experience. And I think it fits into the whole graceful aging. So I'm very quickly just going to review them. This one kind of goes opposite to what we think of as women. As a matter of fact, I'm going to crawl in. You need to crawl into my head for a moment. And as women, we are used to multitasking, and we consider that one of the better qualities we provide to the world. However, his first one is work sequentially. He says that Dr. Sandy Chapman, author of Make Your Brain Smarter, advises about the power of one, that our brains are not wired to do two things at once. Instead of multitasking, we should sequential task. Two, make a yes list. I just did air quotes around the word yes. Some experts recommend that you pick five essential priorities in your life, meet those needs, and say no to everything else. At the very least, take an inventory of how you spend your time. Are there activities that you might limit, such as prolonged TV watching or internet surfing? Number three, practice mindfulness. As thoughts or worries come up that cause you to think about anything other than what you are doing at a given moment, guide yourself back to the present moment. Maybe it's like a periodic stop, stopping dead in your tracks for 30 seconds to observe where your mind is and what it's doing. And then number four is unplug regularly. And how many times do we not hear that everywhere? Really intentionally scheduling blocks of time where we are technologically unplugged for at least an hour. And he notes here that sleeping does not count. So when we unplug, refrain from checking our cell phone for calls, emails, texts, or logging onto the computer to surf the net. If my husband were listening right now, he would be looking me straight in the eye, and he would be saying, and that means you. I'm amazed at how much my behavior has changed and how many times I'm taking that cell phone out to check for everything. And we really instead need to be devoting the time to reading, participating in a hobby, devotional. I mean, we can really take what Dr. Landry says and move it into that graceful aging by saying the devotional reading, being in God's word, mm-hmm. taking time to be away from the cell phone and into those things that actually will help enhance us spiritually, as opposed to having us feel that rush and being pulled in 1,000 different directions.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So I know. So unplugging regularly, I think I'm getting better at the sequential one. I think I'm getting better at the yes list. Do need to do my little stop in the tracks and practice mindfulness, but I have to be better at unplugging.
I don't think Dr. Landry worked in radio where everything lives by the clock.
Well, no, he did not. And all of these, and as I realize that our minutes are ticking down, I wanted to actually close with our devotion. And Andy, sure. I'm asking you to participate with us today, sweet. With me
thank
today.
You.
Last week, I did a little hymn on aging. And today, I'd like to close our time together with a litany on aging. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not abide in mortals forever, for they are flesh. Their days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:3. Dear Lord, we do need time to grow.
Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
We pray that the long years will be good years. The glory of youths is their strength, but the beauty of the aged is their gray hair. Proverbs 20:29. Give us strength and experience.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years long past. Ask your father, and he will inform you, your elders, and they will tell you. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7.
Remind us to ask and teach us to listen. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. Proverbs 16, 31. Day by day, we strive to be more holy.
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs 23, verse 22.
We are grateful for parents who teach and nurture in love. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. Psalm 71, 18. We love to tell the story of Jesus and his love.
In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap. Psalm 92, verse 14.
We must look past the wrinkles and see the soul. You who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. 1 Peter 5, 5. Yes, we too will soon know and understand. Give us wisdom so that we may serve others as we have been served. Amen. And I wanted to mention that this is taken from Designing an Older Adult Ministry by Richard Gensler, Jr., part of Disciple Resources.
Well, thank you, Jane. Always great to spend time talking with you. God's blessings.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.